I Went But Never Left by Nez Storm, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. It wasn't what Chris planned on. Relaxing, finding himself again after what he saw and did, reconnecting with his friends and family, breathing? It was what he wanted to spend his time on. Maybe making some arrangements for after he got back from his last tour, but nothing set in stone. There was always the possibility that he wouldn't make it. He made peace with that, was prepared for it ever since he signed up. What he failed to prepare and plan for was Styles. Breathtaking, invigorating, sharp, deliciously devious, and stunningly beautiful Styles. They met at a bar the second month after Chris returned home, and from the moment Styles smiled at him, that perfect curve of his plush, wet mouth, Chris knew there was no escaping it. No other way than to fall headfirst into it. Into long, hot evenings and slow, lazy mornings. Into fiery touches and filthy kisses. Into bickering over TV shows to watch and who makes dinner that evening. Over Chris stealing the covers and Styles drinking all the milk. There was no other way than to surrender to those warm, amber eyes. But all the time, Chris was aware of the timestamp. Of the limited number of days they had together until Chris had to leave and possibly never return. He tried. He so desperately tried to warn Styles off, even if he himself couldn't keep away. And when that failed, because Styles was stubborn like no one else and refused to let go, refused to accept the possibility that Chris might leave, he clung to him as one does to a lifeline. And when the day finally arrived and they were just another couple trying and failing to say goodbye at the airport, Chris promised. He'd return to Styles whole and then never leave again. The ring on Styles' finger a reminder of that promise. This is the end. Thank you for listening.